Well, I want to thank everybody to this morning's Saturday leadership call. It's always a privilege to have special guests, and this morning is no different. I first met, actually, Jerry White back in January of 1996. My wife and I and Jerry, along with about 100 other people, were going through gold training in Longview, Washington. I believe it was the Red Lion Inn. I think that was it, right, Jerry?
Oh, you got a better memory on the good stuff.
And we immediately bonded. We were both new in NECAN at the time, or relatively new, and I was fascinated back then by Jerry from his background, and still am today because of what he brings to the NECAN family. So, Jerry, why don't you get us started? Just tell us we got people from all over North America that are listening, and tell us a little bit about what life was like before NECAN and how it all came about, because I can't imagine reading your story that you were actually looking for something else to keep your life busier than what you were doing. But tell us a little bit about who Jerry White is and how NECAN came into the picture.
Well, panic's a great motivator. I was working full-time as a physical therapist at Shriners Hospital, had a full clinical load. And then I was doing some research in a laboratory there. You know, I was in charge of what's called a gait analysis laboratory, and was teaching three classes at the local university in physical therapy type classes. And then I was acting, teaching Sunday school, and I had my fourth child on the way. I was building a 4,000 square foot log house by hand on weekends and evenings, and gee, I was just looking for something new to do. Actually,
you had a lot of spare time in between midnight and 5 a.m.
Yeah, it was just horrible to have all that time burning. And I was totally kind of fatigued, constant chronic low-grade headaches, driven. And then one day my oldest son came to me and said, "Dad," he was only 9 years old at the time, and he's quite a blessing. He's much wiser than I. Said, "Dad, how is it that you can go down and work at that hospital and play with everybody else's kids all day long, and if you ever come home, there's no time for us?" And it was sort of a shake-up in my makeup. I couldn't imagine. I thought, well, this is what I'm doing it for, isn't it? To provide for the family and give back to society, and I forgot the family pillar. So I was introduced to NECAN by a friend of the family. He was one of the parents on the swim team I was coaching, having massive, massive grand mal seizures, and I thought he died. He had huge side effects from medication. They were actually contemplating amputating both of his legs, but he'd used up all of his insurance. So they really had nothing more they could do except maybe just send him home and allow him to die in peace. And then about 3 or 4 years later, he showed up at my clinic with this amazing story and this unbelievable conviction about what he was saying, what he was doing. And that probably caught my heart as much as anything, was that here was a guy who came to me and said, "Coach, I've only been able to work 2 years out of my adult life." And he said, "You can't imagine what that does to a man's heart when his wife and son have to fend for themselves and take care of me too." And he said, "I've changed, and as a result of this technology that he'd used from this Japanese company," he was standing in front of me, which was one of the biggest shocks of all, speaking lucidly. But he said when he was younger, his sister had gone to the Shriners Hospital, and that he always had it in his heart that since it was the only place that really treated her like a human being. He came from a small town in Montana, and she had some real developmental delays and some physical problems with a disorder she got from birth, and was pretty profoundly involved. But he said these people loved her and cared for her, and he says, "If I could ever do anything to repay these people and to bring something to these kids," he said, "I'll swallow all of my fear. And here I stand in front of a guy who's got all these degrees and all of this stuff," and he says, "I'm scared to death, but I got to tell you anyway."
Wow.
And, well, there went my professional skepticism out the window. And I thought, what on earth? And so he began to tell me a little bit about NECAN, and it was fascinating at first, because when we took these little discs off his head, he went back into the first seizure he'd had for 4 months. And I thought, oh, man, this is crazy, because I was working in the best funded hospital system in the world, the Shriners Hospital. If I wanted to know anything, they'd have sent me to find it out. And
at that point, so you'd never heard of utilizing magnetics for health?
No, it was really interesting, because almost immediately afterwards, we had a kid that had been laying on the operating table for 8 to 10 hours and had really deadened the nerves in both of his arms. Well, that was a problem, because he was a paraplegic. And they had to do a very extensive full spinal fusion. And it took hours and hours and hours, but it killed his arms, the nerves in his arms. He couldn't get around. He couldn't function. He couldn't do anything anymore. And they said, go find out. What is it that we can do to get these nerves to grow back more quickly? Because if they only grow about a centimeter a month, which is like a half an inch. And I started looking in the literature, and all over in the literature, I kept getting to Russia and Japan and speaking about magnets. And so that was kind of coincidental that the two occurred at the same time. So I sat down with a couple of orthopedic surgeons and a biomedical engineer, and we kind of scratched our heads, and I put it in the laboratory, and I found out a few things about MagSteps that to this day are that boggle my brain. And I thought, holy smokes, these people haven't got a clue what they got their hands on.
Now, all this was going on, and Marcia was like gung-ho about the idea of Jerry doing one more thing, or what?
Hey, there's a great comment. I love what Bruce Erickson said, because it sure fit for me. There was a fair amount of time before that. My wife, being extremely conservative, and real estate is about as far as she can see for investment potential, she had put me on permanent opportunity probation. And so when this came up in terms of technology, I was fascinated. When it came up in terms of a business proposition, I couldn't have been farther from the imagining, because you don't mess with Marcia. When she says, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it. And then while she was in her last month of pregnancy, she got a rollout, sitting in a chair backwards, and she turned to me and said, so why aren't you doing this yet? And I thought, what happened?
Little change of heart.
Yeah. So there was the push that pushed me over the edge.
So you're bringing to the table a background of physical therapy and working with, all kinds of different disorders. What did you start with? You mentioned the mag steps, and how did that play out?
Well, what we were finding with the mag steps was, as I put them in, I had a really great opportunity in the lab to have force platforms in the floor that would measure forces in six different directions. I had EMG telemetry, so we could look at real-time muscle firing. We could look at EMGs in terms of how fast nerves were getting information down the nerve, and we could set it up so that we could do three-dimensional motion analysis, and we could really just literally rebuild the skeletal system, the muscular system in three dimensions on the computer, and then fly around it with this little thing and make predictions about what kind of surgeries needed to be done and that sort of thing. So it was an optimal environment for me to be able to take the mag steps and take the initial balance test and look at it in terms of as much science as I could throw at it, because I wasn't about to believe anything that I couldn't see. I was stuck in that medical model. And profoundly, what we found was that it seemed that this alternating field magnetic current, if it was a 10-millimeter separation, increased the speed of the nerve conduction velocities, which meant that the brain got clearer, cleaner, faster information than it used to, and as a result of that, could figure out better balance strategies quicker. And I thought, man, that's got some profound benefits to it. And then there were other things that really made a lot of sense to me. When we started spinning mag boys and putting the sensor on the other side of the arm, for example, and the magnetic field went all the way through. Well, here we started to see that if there were problems inside, under the skin, that in our business in physical therapy had always been sort of difficult to deal with the stuff that was underneath if you were trying to use a modality from the outside. Even ultrasound was suspect. It may not even go 3/8 of an inch deep in terms of the heating potential. And so we were kind of stuck. And this was one that would go full tissue all the way through, 7-8 inches of body tissue, and that was fascinating. And then when we started to look at the physiology of some of the things we had seen with microcurrents, all of a sudden we found that there were certain triggers that happened to be stripped in the presence of magnetic fields. And part of that was original work done by Andrew Bassett on bone healing. Been using bone stimulators for years and years and years. It's written up in the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery how those had been, the magnetic field had been the trigger to cause a cell to realize it needs to become a bone cell instead of a blood cell. And so that, all that stuff started to play around in my head, swim around like crazy. And since then, it's been a whirlwind of information that has gone through the scientific and the research to more of an intuitive sense, and understanding now a lot more about perhaps the fact that we're really working with vibrational harmonics and intuition and all kinds of stuff like that, and that's been pretty fun lately.
Now, when you say vibrational harmonics, I love the statement that you made about a clearer, faster signal going to the brain. And you're talking about just utilizing a magnetic shoe insert. Like I was over in Sweden a few weeks ago, and they just call them the insoles. They don't call them mag steps. They just refer to them as insoles. And because mag steps doesn't translate, but by just simply putting a magnetized shoe insole into your shoe, it affects the body that dramatically.
Well, apparently, because the practical applications, and this is what we really, I like to come down to, is the practical application. What really happens when you put them on? And if we perturb the balance in somebody and then have them stand on these, particularly somebody with a neurologic condition where it's sluggish, it's maybe not, one of the neurologic conditions has scarring along the nerve. And we know that the nerve signal is supposed to bounce along the nerve on little fat pads, and that those fat pads will start to scar up, and so it kind of just has a herky-jerky, slow-motion kind of a nerve conduction. And apparently what this did was to give it a little bit more boost, so it could almost, if you will, we were imagining it would jump over those scars, and then the function would return fairly quickly. So what I kind of got the vision for was that, we first tried this thing on Marcia. She had been a swimmer previously, and we did one where we'd stretch the shoulders back and then take a tape measure and measure between her wrists how far the flexibility was. And I was astounded to find that when we spun the mag boys over the shoulder, literally in about 5 or 6 turns of the mag boy, I mean, it wasn't like minutes, it was just almost instantaneously, she gained 15, 20 inches in movement in the shoulder. So I started thinking, what would cause that to happen? Well, a lot of pieces fall together here. Dr. I think it was Kawasaki over in Japan wrote a paper called Magnetic Field Deficiency Syndrome.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And in the Magnetic Field Deficiency Syndrome paper, he suggested that perhaps the 60-cycle interference we get from the electricity in the walls and from our computers and all the stuff that's around us is a different beat of electrical pulse than what we should be getting. And if we understand that the Earth's pulse is 7.8 cycles per second, and now we understand that there's a pineal gland in the brain that actually sits there and counts those pulses, and it releases hormones based on the count. Well, if you get the count too high, it starts getting confused and maybe stressing the system. And that was sort of his premise in the paper. Well, what we're finding when I was spinning those mag boys seemed to be putting that relationship right. And so the brain was trying to figure out with all this interference signal, what the heck is going on out there in the world, in my joints, in my organs, in my body system. And when the magnetic field was reoriented to something harmonically appropriate, something the body could hear, it's sort of like being on the right radio station, all of a sudden the signal clears up. It's kind of like the big, great, powerful Oz sitting in front of a bunch of TV sets, and they're all fuzzy. And when we started to apply these specifically designed fields, then it was like it cleared up. The brain goes, okay, I know what's going on. And oh, yeah, well, we'll just send this to do that. And then it also had the added benefit, apparently, of adding energy to the system. So not only could it see what to do better, but it had the energy to do it.
So this is why when I use, to fast forward to the technology that we're dealing with today, the body energizer, where we've got six high Gauss magnets spinning at a tremendous amount of speed, why when I, after I'm working outside or doing whatever, and why my hernia, which they, you know, operated on and repaired last February, why when I can't move because it hurts so bad when after a few, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes on that body energizer. So obviously it's sending a cleaner signal to the brain saying, hey, this is where the damage is, go do this.
Exactly. And so it clears up the, let's say, muscle firing order.
Mm-hmm.
And if the muscles fire in order, nothing gets pinched and it doesn't get all wiped out. But if it starts to fire in order, everything seems to move smoothly because there's better feedback to the central nervous system. And there's a, that was just kind of a beginning host. But if you look at this new technology, that the spinning in both directions, there's two things that are very, very important. One of them is that we do get the full penetration through the body. The other one is that the direction of the penetration is important, because if you spin a magnet on a single pole, like the X-axis, it makes a donut-shaped magnetic field. And if you happen to be in the donut part, you're okay, but if you're above it and you're below it and you're in the middle of the donut hole, you don't get near the benefit that you would in that, like the tire or inner tube tire kind of thing or donut. When we saw this fascinating addition to being able to spin it both in the X-axis and the Y-axis at the same time, well, now you've got a total sphere of influence. Now that sphere's got all these properties that we kind of think we have some handle on, but there's a lot we don't know. It's all good though.
Yeah.
And here's another thing that's kind of interesting. When it starts to spin in that sphere, in the spinning, you said it was at a high rate of speed, it turns out that if you turn that machine all the way up, it's a harmonic of the 7.8 cycles per second.
Okay.
Now, if for those people who are in music out there, harmonics really refer to an octave change. And if you play the two notes together, or if you play one note near a string that's harmonically resonant with it, the other string will vibrate. So it picks up the energy and translates it. And I think a lot of what we're dealing with all the other technologies in NECAN, is probably far more based on this magnetic or electromagnetic or vibrational component of each and every molecule and cell, because that was fascinating to me. How could we have such global interaction with the body? How could so many systems benefit from one concept? And I think it's because it's subcellular, it's down to the molecular.
So when you've got people with such a, you know, over the, well, we've both been in NECAN for, you know, more than 10 years now, and we see such a wide variety of results, everything from Al was, I guess, the gentleman who introduced you, right? Al,
right.
Anders, from grandma seizures to people with fibromyalgia, with, circulation disorders. I mean, all these different things, to even with my own daughter, popping her one of the latest technologies with the nutrition, the lactoferrin, her nose is running all day, pop her one, she chews it up, and the next morning, cold's gone. And, so we're dealing with all these different technologies, and yet it all comes back down to putting the body back into harmony, back into a state.
Yeah, and I think that's absolutely true. This is the stuff that on the horizon for me is incredibly exciting, because the part that was tough for me in NECAN was I can get into the minutia, and I was getting more and more and more into this scientific wheres and whys, and that wouldn't duplicate down through my downline, but I also had another part of me. As a physical therapist, I knew that through compassion and touch, I could understand as much or more about a person that I was working with than I ever could from putting the science together or observing with my eyes. And I thought, what is that piece? What is it that makes us sense or feel goodwill or ill will or empowerment or disempowerment, all of those kind of things. And it appears to me that much of what we do in Niken and much of what we do with these technologies is kind of based on the same level. And here's why I thought that. Many of the tests that we do in Niken that are sort of jaw-dropping, automatic, holy smokes, what just happened kind of tests can be done with every single product. But if you take, for example, an alternating magnetic field in a shoe insert, but you get the distance between the shifts wrong, it has no effect on the nervous system. So it must be a harmonic. It must be something to do not with the magnet itself, but with the changing of the magnet and how it relates with a moving system. That opened up a whole new horizon.
So there is a technology behind it. In other words, you couldn't just take a magnet off the refrigerator and slap it on your body and expect it to work.
No, and that's kind of an interesting thing because there's a whole science or study of using magnets on people. In fact, I got a certification as a biomagnetic therapist, and they talk a lot about one side of the magnet will do one thing and the other side of the magnet will do another thing. And I suspect for specific diagnostic things that may be helpful, but the global picture is just much more important to me, this understanding of your body. This has been really huge since I went diamond. I began to realize that the potential in each and every human being, God put us together with an amazing, immense amount of potential beyond what we need to do Niken, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of us kind of try to convince ourselves that we don't have enough this or we don't have enough that to be able to be successful like the big people. The answer really is we have way more than what we need. And even the lowest functioning people have an immense, it's just incredible what the human body is that we've been given. And it's got a way of understanding. And one of the exciting pieces for me now is to switch from the diagnosis and treatment concept, which is what we've been on in my group for years, is to switch now to an understanding of the fact that intuitively, inside of all of us, if you get the information, then turn to the person who's suffering or the parents of a person who's suffering and say, now, this has been great lately. Last night, just did one last night. Here's a little girl who has a disorder where the little motors, the little energy systems in the cell called mitochondria are skipping a beat. There's one place they just can't get through, and so she's got extreme low energy, causes brain lesions because there's not enough energy coming through the process to get it to work. She has very low energy. She has muscles that just aren't kind of firing up and getting active. She has low oxygen saturation, all those kind of things. Now, when we put the little girl on a few things and she started to get a little more strength and much more balance and she had better concentration, things like that, and I said to the mom, I said, now, Mom, intuitively, you've been through years of medicine with this and you probably know more about this condition than any one physician in the country. Intuitively, do you think your little girl needs more drugs, more surgery, more therapy, or more sleep, water, air, energy, fitness, and nutrition? And she said, it's a balance of sleep, water, air, energy, and nutrition.
Wow.
She just knew intuitively that's exactly what it was.
And she'd never been exposed to any of this before.
No. And, wow. And you watch how that happens. It's been so exciting to me lately, particularly with people who have a lot of these disorders. They're the ones in touch with the system. And intuitively, inside their guts, if you give them credit to know, they know. They absolutely know and say, which one do you think you should start with? They'll point right to it.
Wow. Wow. Now, Jerry, what's interesting to me, some people don't know, is you're right there in Spokane, Washington, or actually just live in Meade outside of Spokane, which is where the manufacturing plant is that where a lot of our technologies come from. And I have to ask this, and just because you're there and you have a kind of a exposure that some of the rest of us don't, have you had the opportunity to tour the manufacturing plant, and what did that help the believability, or for you the conviction factor for Neekin as far as where we're going?
Well, what was interesting is I accidentally stumbled on it, and it's a very well-hidden secret. Most of us would never, even if you were standing in front of it, you don't even know it's there. There were a few things that played out. Anthony Beauvais, who is the guy who kind of does most of the innovative, inventive stuff, like the creation of the Palmag and biaxial, and also the elastomag materials and all that sort of stuff, and he manufactures them there. He's got a real sense of almost destiny, that this is what his life is supposed to be, what it's meant to be. And so he doesn't really, no bells and whistles, he doesn't really have some kind of a big deal out there proclaiming the name of his company and all that. They're just hard at work. And when I went in, I saw off to the side a boardroom, and in that boardroom, you could tell that there was an immense amount of intensity put into what can we do to make this work for the people we're dealing with. And I accidentally called the wrong number one time and got Anthony Beauvais on the phone. And I was working with a little girl that had a progressive neurologic disorder, and she was just had the drunken sailor gait, just could barely walk, was always falling down. And it was right after the new Super Mini came out, and we were taking the Super Mini and sticking it in the back of her baseball cap, and it was just fabulous how she sort of reorient herself. And I called Anthony, and he literally he became touched and tearful over the phone that what he was doing made that much difference. It's an amazing thing, this Neekin, and what draws us to it. It's not just about magnets and money. It's about making a difference together. And that's become a huge sort of battle cry for my group, is let's go make a difference together. I think I have a lot of people that will start out with a premise that says, I want to help people. And we found that that can be a limiting premise when they say, like, Vance, I want to help you. And you go, well, what, do I look sick? Or another thing that might happen is, well, who do you think you are that you're so high and mighty and you need to help me?
Exactly.
And a third thing that happens is if you find people who need help and they accept it, oftentimes you go, holy smokes. 7 years later, they're still laying out in your front yard going, help me, do stuff for me. But what we found out watching Dave Johnson was that his big premise was he wanted to be a difference maker.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, with this whole harmonics and understanding harmonics, it was taking the next step to say, let's make a difference.
Well, I have to ask this one last question before we wrap it up, Jerry. Where do you see Neekin going? I mean, we've both been with the company now over a decade, and we've seen a lot of incredible things, both physically, financially, and spiritually, emotionally, with the opportunity to change, like you said, just making a difference in people's lives. And where do you see this going? Is this something that we can latch on to? I mean, I heard a quote yesterday in a movie, and it was simply, it doesn't matter so much where the train is going, it matters that you get on it. And quoted from the movie Polar Express. And is this something that we should jump aboard?
I got a chance to talk to Dr. Naidu, who was the developer of lactoferrin, and I talked to him for an hour and a half after we were done with the President's Club meeting, and I almost felt in my heart a little bit of anxiety, the fact that something so important has been given to us, and that's just a small piece of what we have. And when we think about the whole megatrend of changing thoughts within the minds of the people in this country away from drugs and surgery, it's going to happen because there's just going to become so difficult to get into a physician because they're all quitting. So we better start taking care of ourselves before. Mm. And what we're in the position to do now is to create the infrastructure. I love what Dave Johnson says. We're dealing with a company that's come to North America with the premise of doing to health what Toyota did to cars.
Exactly.
And when we imagine this next step from where we are to where we're going in terms of harmonics, in terms of the relationships between people, in terms of understanding an entire new way to gain health, which means get over it. It's not going to be a magic bullet. It's going to be about balancing through all of these areas. We all know it in our guts. We all know it intuitively. The big thing, I think, for the future is that we have a lot of folks that are shaking themselves off and saying, maybe this is my time. Maybe I'm here to make a big difference, and it's okay to make that difference. A lot of us, I think, sometimes are just, through the course of our lives, we get taught that you just do your little piece and don't bug other people. Hmm. And we have to be shaken out of that complacency to say, now let's lock arms and be something much, much bigger than any one of us can be by ourselves. NECAN survives so many ebbs and flows in our society because it has to. The time has really come for us to put it together. And it's going to go whether we do it or not, because once you start to uncover truth, truth isn't going to hide anymore.
Sure.
It'll eventually come out. And, man, what it means is that each and every living human being has more potential by hundreds of thousands of times than is required to become successful in NECAN. The biggest block is believing that we didn't have the value personally to do it. Well, we do. It's big, and let's get on it.
That's 100% the truth. Well, Jerry, again, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know on behalf of dozens of other people that are part of the call that you've been a great insight. I've written down several things, and I know that I'll end up repeating, and of course I'll give you the credit for saying them originally. But it's always an honor, and it's a blessing to have people like yourself part of the NECAN family. So look forward to hooking up with you again aboard the NECAN Highway, and again, thank you for taking the time to be part of this. So, have a great day.